pretty sure they can the orange might give figure it, away. It out, you know. Okay, ready? Go.
Go dogs.
All right.
A little bit louder. A little bit louder.
Go dogs.
Hunter Reese. I play for University of Tennessee.
Awesome. Well, okay, why did you come out to play this tournament?
Well, one of my teammates, one of the girls on the team, asked me to play mixed doubles, and it's only 40 minutes from home, so I decided it would be a good excuse to come back home for a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. And tell us, what does it mean to you to have this opportunity to, you know, try to qualify for a spot in the U.S. Open and chase that dream a little bit?
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I don't know, it's always been a goal of mine to play the U.S. Open ever since I was a little kid. You know, I love watching it every year, and so this is such a good opportunity to try to, I mean, actually be a part of it, so.
Do you have a favorite player? Are you watching somebody?
Andy Murray.
Oh, yes. Okay, you just gained points, by the way.
Okay, all right, good.
I know you play for Tennessee, but I'm a huge Murray fan, so
good,
that's awesome.
Good. Yeah, he's my favorite.
Yeah, absolutely. Tell me, too, you were obviously the freshman standout at Tennessee this year. Tell us a little bit about your first year for the Vols and how that went.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. I love Knoxville. I love playing for Tennessee, and I don't know, I got a good opportunity to start this year, and I worked really hard, and just, I don't know, it turned out all right, I guess.
Absolutely. And what are your dreams for your collegiate career?
I'd love to win a team championship. That's number one. That's it. That's all I care about. To NCAAs and some SEC championships, you know, that's what we love to do.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much. Congratulations,
sure.
and good luck.
Thanks a lot.
How does this differ from the college matches you were playing late in the year?
Well, it's not quite as intense. You know, you're playing in front of a lot of people at college, and so there's a lot more emotions, I guess, running through. Out here, it's just for yourself, I guess. You're not playing for anybody but yourself, so that's the biggest difference.
How quick is it, or how important is it to get quickly off the court in some of these early matches with the heat?
It wasn't too bad this morning. I got a shady court, but it's going to get over 100 today, over 100 tomorrow. So, yeah, try to get off the court quick and save your energy for later.
You think the college players maybe have a little advantage here coming off the season? You guys are a little more match tough in shape than maybe some of the players that haven't been, maybe the last couple of weeks you haven't been doing too much.
Yeah, but I would say that's more the case than anything. We're kind of getting back into things, maybe a little rusty right now. Maybe some of the juniors actually, they've been, you know, the summer is their high point. That's where all the juniors play. So they probably have a bit of an edge there. Hopefully it's just experience that the college players will have.
What's the hottest match you can ever remember playing in? This may be it today or tomorrow. Maybe,
it could set the record. When I was 17 playing the 18s Southern Closed in Little Rock, Arkansas, I remember, I don't know if it was round of 16 or quarterfinals or something, but it was like a 2 o'clock match, and it was just, the air was just dead. There was, I mean, no breeze.
Humidity.
1,000%. I mean, it was at least 95, and it was just, you walk out of your hotel room, and you're like this. It's horrendous. That was the hottest I've ever played, for sure.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely.